Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody that will listen now or listen later. I'm glad you're here. So anyway, or glad you're going to be here. There's only one now anyway, and that's what they say. We only have now. So, you know, I got to tell you this. I have been doing yearly readings for about 4 years. I only do them once a year because what it does is, you know, we're getting ready to get have 2019 come in a couple more months. Heck, I think on the Hallmark channel, they're starting to play Christmas movies next week or the week after, right? So that's kind of cool. I love Christmas, and I love doing yearly readings. And people call me, actually. So they started calling me in September. When are you going to do them? When are you going to do them? And you don't want to hear probably about when I'm going to do them, because I've already started. As I said, I go from right now until the end of December. And they usually last an hour. But let me give you some ideas what happens. We look at everything in your yearly reading, and you go, oh, Tree, I'm afraid to know what's going to happen. There's no fear here. I mean, there are challenges. We have challenges every day, right? There's challenges that we work through, but I promise you this, there are more joys than anything, and there's even joys with challenges, okay? Let me give you an example of this. Last year I did a reading with a girl, and she's a client of mine because I do coaching as well, because I think yearly readings are great, but when you can, because we record them, but I had told her, I said, you're going to meet somebody that's going to be amazing and wonderful, and you're getting ready to get your dream home. And, you know, she was 2 years ago, I don't know if you guys know this, but 2 years ago, I should say, she could barely buy a magazine. She was a mom of two little kids and single mom, got a divorce. Husband was a challenge, right? Not in a good way either. Just super challenging and, you know, didn't want to let her go and did a lot of crazy stuff. Well, this girl, she connected with a family that used her they have a horse ranch, and she's in charge of the horse ranch with all the bookkeeping and the, you know, the money to get to keep it going. I think they've got like something like 30 or 40 horses. And she moved into a place, a little small rental place. And 2016, I started working with her, and last year I said we'd been working together for about 6 or 7 months, I think. And I said, you're going to get a new house this year. Well, you know what? She's getting ready to break ground, because she had told these people she did certain things and can increase the profit. Would they allow her, you know, she worked out a situation where she's getting ready to build her home. It's 5,500 square foot. Isn't that cool? And she's going to live on a ranch, and she's going to work there, and she's going to have, you know, well, she owns part of the ranch now, where 2 years ago she had a hard time buying a magazine. And, you know, and she's met a sweetheart of a guy, you know, and she was involved with somebody and just didn't like him, and it wasn't working out. So she got out. Right. And I said, you will meet someone else. And she did. Now, did I predict that? Not really. I mean, that's what she was attracting, right? What you think about, you bring about. And why are yearly readings so important? Well, what it does show you, and this is the challenges coming up. And I told her, I said, she says, Tree, I want to meet someone, and I want my own house. And she says, I want to meet a guy that will be consistent with me and be with me, and love my kids, love my family, and love to travel. Well, she travels all the time, and these two have been going traveling. I think they've went on three little mini vacations, right? And but anyway, I said, the challenge is with you is that you feel in your heart that you have to, and I told her this last year, I said that you would feel in your heart that it has to be a mom and a dad and your children. Right? You know, have that perfect family. And I said, you're going to learn, because when you get this lesson, you're going to learn that you can be, you don't need a guy or you don't need a woman if you're a man that wants a woman. What it boils down to is you learn to desire it, right? And when you start desiring things and feel it happening, not needing it to happen, and it's not happening, when you desire it, then that's when you turn things around. So let me give you the story about this girl, young lady. So it's back in the summertime, and she goes, "Tree, I think I can get my house now." I was like, "Great." She goes, "My, her and the guy that she works for with, and they, as I said, they had made a deal, and she had done some amazing things with bringing his ranch full circle in the past 2 years, and you know, with champion breeder horses, and I don't know the term, so please forgive me, but she had done quite a bit, and she met a guy, right, and too as well. She'd been dating him. I think they've been dating now for about 9 months, and she met him. But, you know, I looked at her the other day because they're getting ready to go back to the architect to finish up the, you know, the architecture work. And she's putting a loan in to build a home. And she's got the builder, the home, the architect, and she's got the kids all excited. And she says, "I'm not going to tell anybody about it until I break ground." And I said, "That's right, you know." And she goes, "Because that's a challenge here, right?" And she goes, "I feel like that people... you know, are going to be some people that, like her ex-husband, are going to have a bit of a challenge with that. Have you ever had that too as well in your own life?" And I'm telling you about her yearly reading because I looked at her and I say, "But the coolest thing is," I said, "you met somebody not because you needed them." I go, "Because you've been doing that." She goes, "I have, and I tried to make them stay and it doesn't work." And she said, and I said, "Right, but you were your own Cinderella. You were your own handsome prince. You're your own princess. You've created this home. You've created this great career. You're able to travel and do certain things, and you don't need a man to do that for you. You desired the guy, and he showed up, and he matches you. Now, there's challenges in their relationship, as there always are, you know. We didn't come here to watch paint dry, did we?" So that's what her yearly reading did for her. And also, her son is really active in a sport and is succeeding tremendously. Her daughter is book smart and life smart. It's nice to see when a young teen is book smart and life smart, you know. And so she's quite a young lady, and so is her son, and so is she. But you know, she felt like she was missing something. Right, when she didn't have her husband, or she didn't have a guy, or that she was picking guys that weren't right for her. Well, I'm going to change that were right for her, okay, where she was at, right? When she realized that she could create it herself, right? And I'm not saying it's wrong to do it with or with somebody, but this yearly reading showed her that. And she said, "I always get a lot out of them because what you told me last year really did happen. And it wasn't because you predicted it and called the energy. I created the energy, and you just saw what I created and started creating." And I go, "You're right." So what I'm saying to you is that when you do a yearly reading, we take it month by month and go through it and see what's up, you know, with your love life, with your career, with your marriage. Hopefully the love life and the marriage, if you're married, are together, right? I have a client. And she had done one with me. She has one with me every year, but I'm doing it for men and women, so I'll share this one about her. But I had done that with her. I'd done a yearly reading with her. She said, "I did not understand how I was going to get a new job." And she goes, "Because I've been at this job forever." And I was like, "You're getting a new job." And you know what? She ended up getting a new job, meeting a man that she loved. And now she's doing what she's doing and loving what she's doing, you know. And I just talked to her the other day. Again, we did a yearly reading for 2019, and she told me something. She said, and I can tell you what the 2019, but that's not happened yet. She has a teenage son. You guys know what that's like, right? Teenagers, sometimes don't we wish we could just go from 10 to 18 on certain days, not all the time. But they can be challenging, right? And I know as parents we can be challenging. It's just the way it is. And so she said, "You told me that I was going to work it out with my son." And she said, "We did work it out." And you know, she has an ex that's a bit challenging too. Because we choose our families, right, believe it or not, before we ever get here, if you believe in that, and I do. And she says, we're getting along great. I've got a great new job. Well, it's not new anymore, but pretty new. She goes, I've got a great new job, and I've got a great guy, and I've got a son that this is his senior year, and he's getting ready to get some scholarships. And she goes, I was so worried about how that was going to happen, but you told me that he would get scholarships. And you know what? I was talking to the guidance counselor the other day, and he is. And so, like I said, when you do a reading, you know, first of all, this is something I want to share with you. Pick somebody, and I'm a great one, by the way. I'm really good at readings. I'm really good at coaching. But, you know, if you've already got someone or you're checking them out, make sure that that person is living their bliss, okay, or following their bliss or being their bliss. And if you're getting financial advice from them, make sure they're walking the walk and talking the talk. I got to tell you something. I financially, we went through ups and downs and everything like that. I mean, we all have, haven't we? But I learned some challenging lessons that abundance is in every area of my life, and I am living my bliss and following my bliss. And as a matter of fact, one of my Instagram accounts is being your bliss. You know, and I think that's so important. So whenever I do coaching, whenever I do yearly readings, whenever I do individual readings, that is something that is a priority for me. How do we live our bliss? How do we follow our bliss? How do we be our bliss in our life? Because, you know, if we're doing that, man, it's great. I always read with the glass half full, because you can change anything, right? You can heal yourself of anything. You know, I have a friend of mine that, this one's a guy, and he wanted to meet someone. He's a client, and so I did a yearly reading. I told him he was going to get married, and he had been divorced and really loved his wife, you know, and it was just a real challenge for him. And I told him he was going to, you know, meet somebody and get married to her. And you know what? He did, and he couldn't see it at all, but that's what happened. I appreciate him too as well. And he also, he also bought a, it's an IT company, and was able to start his life all over again and have abundance. And he and his sweetheart wife, he goes, I never thought I could be happy again. And he said, but you know what? I am probably the happiest I've been in a long time. And I said, why? He just says, I'm doing what I love and loving what I do. Isn't that what you say? I said, yeah. And he said, she wants to have a baby. I go, are you going to do that? And he said, yeah. He goes, we'll just have a lot of practice. I'm like, okay. He said, and, you know, and when I was doing 2019 reading, I said, I think that she's pregnant or getting ready to get pregnant or going to be pregnant soon. And you know what? That young lady is pregnant. So how cool is that? They're going to have that little one in 2019. And I told him, I go, is it a boy or a girl? Do you want to know? He goes, we just want to be surprised. I was like, okay. So, you know, bought a new company, lost, you know, divorced his wife, and that, you know, it was messy, and he didn't think he could ever love again. And I said, you're going to meet someone, and it's going to happen, and you guys can be happy, and you're going to start a new company. And he bought a new company and then implemented things himself. But I want you to know, this is not about, because I don't think people that do reading, psychics or clairvoyance, because we all are psychic. But what I do think is that we read energy that you're creating, and there are certain people that are intuitive spiritual life coaches like myself that will do that. So it's not about us saying this is going to happen because I think that's important for you. It's what you're creating. That's what we're reading. Okay. And then the challenges, because there are challenges, right? You know, I had to do some different things myself in my own life to, you know, because I'm getting ready to have the home of my dreams, right? And so, gosh, you know, the challenges is getting all the paperwork ready and all that, but it was a challenge, and it is a challenge. So, but the reward is greater than the challenge, right? So there are always challenges that we see, but that's life. You know, we didn't come here to watch our paint dry, right? Or watch the paint dry. And there's always heavenly help if you believe in heaven or a higher part of yourself, whatever you believe in, that I know when I'm talking to somebody, I told a girl the other day, I said, Archangel Haniel is working with you. you know. And she's like, oh, okay, cool. And Hanny Hill is great for developing your psychic abilities, the clairvoyance. And, you know, and that was good. And I also told another friend of mine that he was writing, I said, have you started writing yet? Because I think you're going to be writing a book. And he goes, yeah. And he's quite a wordsmith, right? My dad used to say. And so, when we're happy individually, right, as a town, city, whatever, neighborhood, then you can see some wonderful things happening. This coming year, 2019, there's some things that financially I will go over and give not individual, but I will give like things that you're thinking about investing in, companies and that kind of thing. I'm going to do that, but I won't do it until next month, after Thanksgiving or the beginning of December. That's what I'd like to do. I usually don't wait too much longer with that, but there are people out there that have gut feelings about companies, or they've done studied them, or they're looking at them, and continue to look at them, continue to study them, but also look at their philosophy about how they treat their employees, how they, you know, how they treat the company, how it's doing. There is a company out there that looks at companies and to see what they're about and how they're treating their clients, how they treat their people. It's called the Glassdoor. And go check it out, because if you're thinking about getting a career started there, approaching them, seeing how their stocks are or anything like that, make sure you go to the Glassdoor, because that's going to tell you a lot about them, okay? And because I had a friend of mine, she said, you know, she was working with me and said, I don't think you should go with that company. And she goes, I'm going to look at the Glassdoor. And she did. She goes, you know, you're right. And so she found a great job. And it's a job of her dreams. And she's like, well, it doesn't really matter what she is, right? And so that's something that, you know, because you're, you know, most of us are, well, we all are the architects of our life, okay? And so if you, you know, what you think about, you bring about what you're creating. So usually when people come to me, they're like, okay, I want to live a life of bliss. I want to have a relationship of bliss. It's me, God, or my higher power, and my relationship, business, personal, and, you know, all of it together. And they're really looking for how to take it to a whole new level. That's what I do with my yearly readings, is show you how to take it to a whole new level and give you the guidance, because I'm channeling the energy from the angels, your higher power, God, the angels, whoever you believe in. Because I tell you something, you know, when you leave, you're not going to be by yourself. I'm also going to give you some ideas about what they're when I get energy from the angels there. I mean, it's very, very spiritual, but it's also very direct and pragmatic at times, because, you know, it sounds great that you're going to lose 35 pounds, right? Because that's what you want to do. But what else do you need to do besides get a reading about it, right? For instance. And, you know, so I always get things that will help you with any goals that you have, right? I told somebody today, and this is a big one, I said, you need to read Grant Cardone or listen to it, because everybody listens to books now. It's hard or challenging to read. But you can always listen to a book in your car. And so I said, Grant Cardone, and he's got a book called The 10X Rule. Guys, it's an amazing book, and I use it in my own business, because I just started a nutrition business, and mind, body, and spirit is what, you know, what I really, really believe in. And I'm a runner and an athlete myself, so if I can do that, you know, I think it's so important to take care of my physical body, my spiritual body, and I do that with meditation and my mental body with personal development, like Grant Cardone, Tony Robbins. There's so many of them out there, but Grant Cardone has changed my life and my business and the way I look at things. And also my relationship with my sweetheart. Excuse me, I got the hiccups. Sorry. That he's out of town tonight. I put him on an airplane. He'll be back on Monday. That's the reason why I'm talking to you tonight, because I go, you know what? I can do some work here and share with people. So this girl, she wants to really, she goes, you know what, I want to be the best version of myself, like you and I were talking about the other day. And I had her on the phone with a guy that I'm working with too as well. And he says, yeah, I want to be the best version of myself. And I said, great, guys, so you got to do it mind, body, spirit. So Grant Cardone is what I recommend. And you guys can find it on YouTube. I think it's on YouTube now. They've got it for free. But I would really suggest that you go to Audible and get it from there, or audio, Audible, doesn't matter. Both of them work because they're amazing. So giving you some stories about people that have had yearly readings for me in the past, I could tell you there are some that come back to me every year. And as I said, I only do them once a year. And I would love to read for you, okay? So do a yearly for you if you feel led to. You know, people are always afraid of money, and not always. Sorry, that's not nice. That's not cool. A lot of people are afraid to spend money on themselves to be the best version of themselves, but these readings will help you do that. And as I said, 2019 is a huge year for a lot of us. Spiritual growth is going to be bring a lot of abundance in our love life, our career, and also, you know, in our bank accounts, right? In every area. And I'm not talking about, you know, spiritual growth doesn't mean going to church, or maybe it does. What I'm talking about is a higher awareness of what's going on, you know, what's going on in the world, not only in our city, but our cities is important too, but what's going on in the world, what things can we do as a society to help? You know, I do something every morning. I actually did a show on it, of daily rituals, and I write my goals in the morning when I wake up, and I write them at night before I go to bed, and I'm going to write my goals tonight before I go to bed. But anyway, when I, you know, so, and please listen to the show because it will really give you an understanding of why I am becoming even more successful, but because my bliss is helping others find theirs, right? That's what I do as a coach. And I love to exercise and run. And so, you know, I really can say I'm just being my bliss right now. And I'm super excited about it. And that's my goal, is to help people do that too as well. But I don't even know where I was going with that. Please forgive me because I just lost my whole train of thought. Anyway, working with the angels, doing those kind of things too as well. You know, next year, 2019 is a huge year for a lot of higher awareness. Let me use that. And spiritual growth is part of that as well. But you guys are going to be able to see some amazing things with your investments, with buying or selling a house, real estate, commercial, individual. There are some huge things getting ready to happen. And what does that mean for you? That means that, you know, listen in, start meditating. You know, you can start with a breathing exercise. Call me. I've got some great meditations. Oh, I probably should say that. 954-636-9401. I've got a guy, he's an attorney. He's a client of mine. He's a cutie. But he started working with meditation. You know, as an attorney, he didn't want to make a mistake, right? So it's helped him. He's been able to really feel good about what he's doing because he's coming from a higher place, a higher idea, a higher awareness. And he goes, Terry, I want to make a difference. Ah, that's what I was talking about. Random acts of kindness. So I read my goals out loud in the mirror in the morning. I do it in the evening too. My sweetheart, he sits there and listens to me and then pitches in. I love him. You know, it's like what my first thing I read every morning and every night is, I am healthy. You know, I am branding to Rehabit and Angel Coaches to be in every media out there, you know, and being successful. And this one, because I saw these 28-year-old people that they are like, living their bliss, and they're traveling the world. They've got two children, and they started a nutrition company, and I saw them because that's what I'm doing is in nutrition, mind, body, and spirit. And they're 28, and they are making, $70,000 a year, right? So in my goals every morning, or $70,000 a month, sorry, and in my goals every morning, I say, I'm sharing this with you. I can't believe I'm going to do this, but it's okay because I have to believe in myself. And I'm saying to myself, or saying out loud, I am making $500,000 a month. And my sweetheart's going, and yes, I'm going to help her. And I, you know, we laugh about that, but we're serious too, you know. And you can do that. I've seen people, I've read these entrepreneur stories that are amazing. And I'm doing some things with Angel Coaches and Tari Abbott, which is me, Angel Coaches, it's just me. And that it's going to make it possible. And I'm so excited about it. So we're on our way. So those are, you know, there's about 10 or 15 things that I'm, you know, creating. And some of them already happened. And, you know, I got my convertible. And that's something people are like, oh, you're never going to get that. Oh, yeah, I am. And I have. And so that was cool. Or that is cool. And, you know, I told someone the other day, this is the next car I want, right? I'm so grateful for what I have. Don't get me wrong. But, and then random acts of kindness. You know, I always say all the things that I want to do. I want a great house. I always use I am. I am creating a great house, and this is what it looks like, right? And the essence of what I want is it to be structurally sound, safe, and beautiful inside and out, right? And, you know, I put details in there like a pool and a jacuzzi and all that kind of stuff. And we're getting ready to get our dream home, so that it's very, very close. Anyway, so that's, then I say I want to help rescue animals. Because I always end my goals with saying what I want to do. I want to help kids with cancer, DPIG, because I've seen 3 kids die of that, and it's a 0 survival rate on it. And I would like to give more money than I'm doing now, or give more time, whatever I need to do that, and help rescue animals too as well. And also have an organization where people can live their bliss, or I can help them do that, however that is, time, money, introduction. It doesn't really matter. So those are the things that I say, okay, when I say all my goals, and then I go, I am going to do one random act of kindness today. And so I have, right? So, you know, what is a random act of kindness? Well, there was somebody that needed help with bringing their, you know, bringing their bags out of the, you know, out of the grocery basket because they were a little bit older. And so I did. I said, oh, let me help you, blah, 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 blah. And then, yeah, I said, what are you yesterday? Yesterday's random act of kindness is I was walking, I stopped at Whole Foods, right? And there's this gentleman on this side of sitting on this curb, and he, you know, he was weathered and probably around 65 or 70. And he said, I don't really carry cash with me, right? And he said, I knew he was going to ask money. I was like, oh, man. So because of that little lesson there, I have cash in my pocket because I'm always going to give somebody something when they ask for it. And so he says, I go, I don't have any cash. And, so I had a roll of quarters in my car. Somebody asked me to get them $10 worth of quarters. I don't even remember what they needed for. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They were taking their kids somewhere to play games. So I guess $10 worth of quarters is what they need. And it's my neighbor. So I came back and, gave it to him. And, you know, but I had to stop and get it again because I didn't have any cash. So I said, here's some money. I'm so sorry, it's quarters. You know, he said, oh, it's okay. But that's a random act of kindness, you know, or whatever, walk my neighbor's dog, you know. But it makes me more aware, and I'm not saying that I'm, you know, I'm not trying to be special because we're all special, right? We're all normal and ordinary and special at the same time, I think, in our higher power, God's eyes. So just doing that random act of kindness puts me on a right frame of mind because I have a temper when it comes to driving. And so, you know, I'm better about it. But, you know, we all have our stuff that we're working on. I'm a work in progress, right? It's a journey, never a destination. But that's one of the things I finished, the rescue and the animals, donating to like Hope for Paws because I love, they do so much. And I would love to do something like that too someday. Or a vet ranch. Guys, ever seen Vet Ranch? That's amazing. It's got somebody who wants to be a veterinarian. It's a great, great YouTube channel to watch. And and then the DPIG, as I said, that's a 0% rate cancer rate for kids, and it usually hits them when they're 9 or under. And it's 0% cancer rate or survival. So that and any kind of children's cancer. That's what I, you know, would like to focus on and donate. And I've been able to do some, but I want to do more, right? You just want to do more. And so saying your goals is great, but if you just say and finish up your goals with what you're going to do for your community, what you're going to do for society. Because, you know, imagine they don't want to miss a class. Imagine if every day, every one of us would do one random act of kindness. You know what I mean? What a difference we would make. As a culture, as an individual, as just a group of souls, you know. So I'm out there doing it. So maybe make a commitment for at least the next week to do one random act of kindness and see how you feel and see how much, how aware you are. You know, you'll see some miracles in your own life too as well. Anyway, thank you for allowing me to talk so long tonight. I apologize. Why is yearly readings important? So, you know, that's something I wanted to cover. So I hope that really helps and gives you some ideas and everything like that. You guys have been wonderful, and there's somebody actually that is on the line. Huh, I'm so sorry. I did not even see you. Hold on one second. Okay, she's been waiting for 5 minutes. Okay. Hi, this is Cherie. Hello? Hi. Okay, I think this is, did I talk to you the other night? Anyway, I'm glad you're here. This is Cherie. Can you hear me? Okay, maybe not. Anyway, like I said, thank you guys for listening in. I appreciate it more than you know. Have a wonderful Sunday with your family, your sweetheart, whatever you want to do, or however you spend it, and some people watching the game. Check out Angel Coaches on Instagram. You can also find, I usually work with Instagram, not too much with Facebook right now because they're going through a lot of stuff, and I know they're going to work it out, but Instagram, Angel Coaches, Being a Fit Couple, that's my sweetheart and I. And check out the yearly readings. Give me a call at 954-636-9401. Or you can also reach me, as I said, by Instagram, Angel Coaches, or text me, 954-636-9401. You guys have a wonderful now, and it was a pleasure talking to you. Bye, and those who listen later. As I said, have a great now. Bye now.